What would it be like to take a long, slow walk in the park with a legend like Dustin Hoffman?
I've known De Niro for so many years, and we're very close, and it's very Bob to just come up to you and start talking like he's in the middle of a conversation, you know. And he said, so do you remember 1969? It's typical Bob to do that. And I said, what? He says, remember, you were at a benefit for Eugene McCarthy. He said, do you remember that? I said, I guess, kind of. Why are you bringing that up now? And he just looked at me and says, I was your waiter.
Well, I got to just ask questions and listen to Hoffman tell stories of a half century of acting, storytelling, and creating characters that are as alive to us as he is. The autistic savant Raymond Babbitt in Barry Levinson's Rain Man.
Of course, I don't have my toothpicks.
No, you don't need toothpicks. I was okay in the hotel last night with the pizza, but in a restaurant, you need a fork.
Of course, I don't have my toothpicks.
You don't need toothpicks, Ray. The pancakes keep sliding off. You can eat with a fork.
I don't have my maple syrup either. I'm going to be without my maple syrup and my toothpicks.
You don't see any pancakes, do you, Ray?
Of course, I promise maple syrup is not here.
Ray, when we order the pancakes, they're going to bring the maple syrup.
Maple syrup is supposed to be on the table before the pancakes.
We haven't ordered yet, Ray.
Of course, when they bring the maple syrup after the pancakes, it'll definitely be too late.
Or the producer hired by the CIA to stage a war, Stanley Moss in Wag the Dog.
You want me to produce your war? Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant. It's like the Oscars. That's why we came to you.
I never won an Oscar.
And that's a damn shame you didn't. But you produced the Oscars.
Yes, indeed, I did. You know, you're a writer. That's your script. You're a director. But if you're the producer, what did you do? See, nobody knows what you do. The producer, I mean, all he's got is the credit. You see? Some plaques on the wall. They don't know what we do.
Stan.
Don't get me started.
Stan.
Yes.
The two-time Oscar-winning Hoffman is now 77, and I got the chance that he and a team from Los Angeles are giving anyone online a master class, it's called, with a legendary artist. Hoffman spoke to me with no ground rules about how he prepares for roles, what movie-making means. It was a priceless phone conversation that meandered like a walk through a grand castle of memory.
You know, I never went to college, and one of my favorite parts of acting has always been being able to do research, which is kind of like going to class. And Rain Man, I was able to do over 2 years of research, so I was able to meet two autistic people that I thought, you know, would be good to jump off from or reference, I guess. Nevertheless, when we started shooting the first few days, I couldn't do anything because usually I just internalize whatever I'm doing in preparation, and then I don't practice on camera. I just show up the first day and see what comes out. And unfortunately, what came out was, I thought, just a lot of derivative stuff I had done from other movies. It was like part Grazzo Rizzo, part Papillon, and I was so dismayed. By the third day, I just said to my wife, I said, I have to get out of this picture. And I told Barry that I wanted to leave the film. And he said, well, I promise you that if you stay in the film, we can reshoot any or all of it you want to when we're done. I make you that promise, because he said, I think at some point you're going to drop into it. And I said, well, you know, I hope so. And I think a few weeks later, Tom Cruise and I were doing a scene in the Buick. The director, Barry, stayed back watching it on a monitor. And he said, okay, we've got a couple more takes you can probably do and just improvise. And apparently what I had done is, not knowing what to say, because I didn't know how the character thought, I would just every once in a while, after an answer to Tom Cruise's improvisation, I would just say, yeah, yeah. And he said, you know what I mean? I said, yeah. And he said, that's your character. And I said, you're right. And once that happened, I was okay. I could just drop in.
And Wag the Dog was just the opposite of that?
No, Wag the Dog was the same. I knew what I did not want to do. The character had been described, I thought, in a rather cliche form. He was a fat, bald, cigar-smoking producer that sat around the Beverly Hills Hotel swimming pool. So I knew immediately, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. And so Barry said, well, then, you know, don't. Then just don't do anything. And he had a costume for me, which I guess I had tried on before, just in terms of different costumes. And this costume was a silk bathrobe, and my father had a silk bathrobe, and suddenly, by wearing that silk bathrobe, inadvertently, I was kind of doing my father, and that's how the character happened halfway through the first day.
It was brilliant. What do you think an archive like this this masterclass project means, do you think?
Well, certainly only a record of my personal feelings, because I guarantee you there will be a lot of people, whether they're directors or producers or studio executives or actors for that matter, who will disagree with a lot of what I say. And that's why I think I kept saying this is just my feelings. Actors work in so many different ways depending on the project. I do wish that some of what I said had been said to me. I think the most important thing is what I said about auditions, because actors, you know, will tell you that it's nothing to audition for 10 years and not get anything. What Duvall told me, we were roommates, he said many times the worst actors get the part, because the producers and the director really want to see the character when you do an audition. And actors who have studied and with one of these, let's say, giants of acting teachers would say you have to find the character. There's a system of finding a character, and you kind of start from zero, which is really what Nichols had us do in rehearsal for The Graduate. And as Duvall said, the actors that have the character for an audition, and they haven't even rehearsed yet, they're just auditioning, will give you a derivative character. They'll give you a cliche, and they give you the most superficial one. But the director and the producer say, oh, yes, now we know what we're going to get. And that's why Duvall said that those actors used to call what you see is what you get.
Dustin Hoffman, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for making it easy.
Actor Dustin Hoffman on his latest online venture called Masterclass.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.